They're going to live in that community. It's going to be generational. Live in that community. They can raise their family, have good paying jobs, have a safe community. And you know, that's, I think, what most people want. And that's certainly what we want to focus here on Harrisburg. And I really thank these students for always bringing that back.
Welcome to Talking with Doyle, the podcast that gets State Representative Doyle Heffley talking. Doyle, we're going to start with a topic right off the top, a letter that you sent to Secretary Arkush, who is the head of the Pennsylvania Department of Health and Pennsylvania Human Services. And part of that letter, you expressed some concern because on the website currently it says, because Republicans in Washington have failed to pass a federal budget. What is concerning for you on that website, and why did you send a letter to Secretary Arkush?
It's a state website, right? So it's, you know, it should be about accurate information, just putting the information out there. So the SNAP benefits, as we all know, has been very well publicized, are currently being delayed because they can't pass a continuing resolution in Washington, D.C. There's five senators, Democratic senators, who are holding out. It's because of the filibuster. They need 60 votes. And we've heard from very clear from John Fetterman that this, who's a Democrat, who voted for the continuing resolution, to say that, you know, it's partisan politics at its finest, right? So we can analyze Washington, D.C. all you want. But my concern is the Secretary of Department of Health and Human Services, which oversees intellectual disabilities, addiction services, mental health, and the whole gamut of different entities, put this on their website to say, well, we're going to blame Republicans in Washington, D.C. Blame whoever you want on your own dime, but not on the taxpayer dime. The fact that, you know, this is taxpayer funded, and it's about getting information out, not trying to sway somebody how they're going to vote in November. So we called on them to take it down and just get the information out, to not be partisan on the official state websites. There's no need for that. And, you know, the other fact is, you know, her boss, who the governor, Shapiro, is we still don't have a state budget, and that should be our number one priority. You know, I'm here in Harrisburg again today. I've been available every day. The governor's been in New Jersey. He's been in Virginia. He's been all over the Northeast campaigning. I think he's running for office somewhere. But however, we don't have a budget yet. And that's key. We can get this done. The Senate is in session this week. The House is in session this week. I call on Leader Bradford, the Democrat majority in the State House, to work and to get a negotiated budget and get it done. And until we get our house in order, or the governor gets his house in order, why would he be pointing fingers to D.C.? Let's get our stuff done first. Let's get our budget done this week.
We're recording this on Monday, October 27th. Depending on when this gets released, people may have a different view on this. But as of right now on Monday, are there any bills on the calendar this week to vote on the state budget?
No, we're here this week, and they don't have a single budget bill scheduled on for a vote on the House floor. And it's disappointing. And we tried last time we were in here 2 weeks ago. We reverted to a prior printer's number to pass a budget that the Senate had passed that could have went right to the governor's desk and been signed, and we lost that vote 101 to 102. Right, so the so-called humble majority, Democratic majority, didn't want to get those dollars out. Now we can maybe try that again this week, but pretty much all this week we're running a bunch of bills that have no chance of passing in the Senate. They're all political bills. They're all dealing with abortion and abortion rights and expanding abortion rights and, you know, taking away parental control and all kinds of other things. And it's typical. These bills come up every session. But instead of doing that now, look, we got plenty of time for political partisanship after we get the budget done. So I would really call on them. Let's get this budget done. Let's sit down. We're here. Let's get it done. Let's get it done this week.
I want to talk to something shifting on a much lighter note. Speaking about letters, we talked about a letter earlier. This isn't maybe a letter, but it's some handwritten notes you got from kids in the Panther Valley School District.
Yeah.
After following a visit. Just talk to me about what's on that letter. Mm-hmm. Chuck, you'll bring that up for our viewers who are watching on YouTube, but just talk to me about what those students had asked you for and just how it makes you feel as their state representative.
Yeah, last week we had a great opportunity, Senator Orgel and I. We met with a group of 11th grade students at Panther Valley School District. Then we also sat down and talked to some faculty there about what they're seeing and the changes in education. And one of the teachers had given me a list of what the students, what their concerns were. And it's kind of funny. They want stores and parks in Lansford. They want more churches. More healthy restaurants. They want to see more police officers and firefighters on the streets, and they want places for kids to roller skate in parks. And when I said, what don't you want? Or what are some of the things that you see in your community that can change? And they want criminals to go away. And we've talked a lot about backing our police officers, about standing up for law enforcement and cleaning up our streets and public safety and the importance. When third graders see this as one of the number one things in their community, what does that tell you about our society? One of the number one roles of government, right, is to make sure that people are safe in their community, to make sure that they're safe from their neighbors, make sure that they're safe from crime, and we have safe communities for kids to grow up in. And that really, you know, says a lot about the different things that we're voting for in Harrisburg and where the priorities are. And certainly, they want less junk food. They want to hear less bad words. And really, as a society, at what point did our language become that bad? We had the governor run around and say he gets blank done instead of saying I get stuff done. Well, governor, let's get the budget done this week. But they want less abandoned buildings and blight, and that's something that we've worked on. And so they see this in their community, third graders, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help. So that they can see that change, so that they can grow up in these communities. So we bring there, we have jobs and opportunities in our area. So when they grow up, they're going to live in that community. It's going to be generational. Live in that community. They can raise their family, have good paying jobs, have a safe community. And you know, that's, I think, what most people want. And that's certainly what we want to focus here on Harrisburg. And I really thank these students for always bringing that back.
We did get some feedback on our last podcast from a Thomas who asked, what are you going to do for the senior citizens? I'm assuming they wanted to say when we don't get our benefits in the month of November.
I really don't know what he's referring to as far as the benefits. As far as Social Security, Medicare, those benefits will be uninterrupted. That's not part of the continuing resolution in Washington, D.C. Now, SNAP benefits, if there are seniors on public assistance, yes, that is being held up right now in the U.S. Senate because they have to pass that continuing resolution. We certainly want to do all that we can here to get this budget done. One of the things that could be affected would be the senior centers, right? Because of the not getting the state budget done, those programs could be interrupted, and that would be a shame. So, but as far as Social Security, Medicare, that's not going to be interrupted. But some of those state benefits. So that's once again, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to work. Let's pass a budget and get these dollars out to the community.
Although those are Doyle's thoughts, we'd love to hear yours to keep the conversation going. You can leave a comment below. And remember, if you're watching this on YouTube, feel free to like and subscribe.